We are going to the basement, which is where we should be, of Spokane Civic Theater for this opening on Friday of Cabaret, which takes place in such a location, doesn't it, Heather McHenry Crutch?
Yeah, it's the perfect place for it.
It must feel just right to have it down there because it is certainly that great story of alternative cultures in Berlin in the 1930s. And so let's just start off talking a little bit more about the basement. Do you occasionally wish that you had a theater and a pit and all that stuff, or is it just feeling really good just to have that space for everybody to be in?
It feels really good down there. Denny Pham designed a great set that incorporates the full space and where we really feel like we're in the club. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, because the studio theater, it is theater in the round, essentially. And so it requires and allows you to create a club atmosphere, I assume.
Yeah, we took out all the regular theater seating. People are sitting at cabaret tables. You're kind of right there in it. So the stage is not how you see it traditionally. It actually is in the audience.
It sounds nice. And then of casting this show, when suddenly it was said, hey, they're going to do Cabaret, and Henry McNulty might be in on this conversation a little bit too. Did people come flocking in wanting to be in Cabaret?
Yeah, we had quite a turnout of people wanting to be in.
We did a lot of decisions.
And so that's nice. That's a good problem to have. And the real central thing of it is the character of Sally Bowles. And so talk about casting Sally Bowles.
Well, it's a difficult decision. There were a lot of women that came. And I think we had some choices.
But Aubrey Peterson must have brought something special to it.
Yeah, she had an embodiment, and in the singing and in the acting and just her being.
Mm-hmm. And the character
kind of got Sally right away.
Well, and the character, and we'll ask Aubrey to defend herself in a little bit. but maybe the best thing that just really describes a lot about her and how she feels and who she is the song Maybe This Time. So let's go to our studio, and we have at the piano Tanya Ballman, and here is Aubrey Peterson as Sally Bowles.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. body. Love's a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be.
From our studio, the song, Maybe This Time, sung by Aubrey Peterson, joined by the pianist Tanya Ballman. And as we really try to get inside, you know, the amazing things about this show, this fabulous show, Cabaret, Heather McHenry Kretsch, the director of this, and certainly let's bring you to a microphone right now, Aubrey Peterson, as Sally Bowles.
Hi.
I guess what I want for and we have let's have you available also, Rebecca Craven, as Frau Schneider. We'll bring your character in later, but just among the four of us, as we talk and think about Cabaret, the question on my mind is, what are the human needs that are going on among these people that they hope can be fulfilled within this alternative space of kind of crazed Weimar Germany with the outer world falling down around them? Because already from that song, Aubrey, you know, there's that sense of despair, that sense of hope. Talk a little bit more about Sally and what she wants and how she hopes to get it.
I think she hopes for a better life, though the circumstances around her are not the best. And she's lived a life where the circumstances around her are not the best. And this guy comes into her life and she just is completely enamored and sees in this relationship something she hasn't seen before. And something that can give her that sense of hope that she's always yearned for, you know.
And everybody else involved in this play, kind of how do you want to speak to this sense of the needs people are trying to fulfill? Rebecca Craven, who plays Frau Schneider.
I think they are all searching for the same things we search for today. That's why it's still so relatable, mm-hmm. in that we all want love and connection and relationship, but they're in the survival mode of this time period, being so up in the air of what's going to happen. We have the ability to look back and know what's coming and how bad it was going to get. And so they were just holding on and trying to strive and move forward and survive, but they just want the relationships, the love, the connection, the sense of belonging that everybody wants nowadays.
And then the scene, the whole show opens with the song Willkommen, and that sense of inviting in and yet kind of warning off. Talk a little bit about how, Heather, how that kind of really, you know, sets up this world that they're desperately trying to live within.
Well, the MC opening it, mm-hmm. and it's actually kind of includes the whole concept, mm-hmm. for what we're doing, including the audience, immersing them in the story. And then And then allowing them to see, like Rebecca said, you know, are you going to choose surviving? Are you going to choose going further than that? Where's your hope? Where are you acting out of fear or love? Or mm-hmm. And that immersion in that, I think, is what's really effective here.
And who's playing the MC?
Matthias Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Is he somebody kind of new to theater around here?
No, he's you've seen him before, but not quite like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which is of course the beauty of acting, and then really setting up the dark and difficult aspect of this world, is the old Jewish couple, of which Rebecca, who was talking a minute ago, plays Frau Schneider. Talk a little bit more about how that. Those people's needs fits into this whole story.
Well, she is running the lodge. She is actually not Jewish herself. She's German, but one of her lodgers is Jewish. And they kind of meet each other and flirt with the possibilities of finding love and connection and not being alone with their despair with each other. And they decide to get married. But being that it is on the verge of the Nazi power time period, it becomes questionable whether they can dare to dream or if they have to move back and just survive again, because the daring to dream with each other and have that time together might not fit with what's about to happen in Germany. Yeah. So it's the struggle of that.
Rebecca Craven, who even slipped into your role quite beautifully. Yeah. For
German always comes back. Yeah.
Why don't you sing us the song So What? Is there anything you want to say about it, or do you think the song tells it itself?
This is the first introduction to Fräulein Schneider, so we get a sense of the fact that she's dealt with a lot in her life, and she's lived through it all and survived. And then we go through the journey with her about whether or not she can dare for more. And so this is just the beginning for her.
Okay, well, let's ask you to go back to our studio where the pianist Tanya Ballman is waiting, and this will be this song that Rebecca Craven, in the role of Frau Schneider, sings, So What? Or if we prefer to say, So What? And so they're there, and they're ready, so let's go now to our studio and that song.
You say 50 marks, I say 100 marks, a difference of 50 marks. Why should that stand in our way? As long as the room's to let, the 50 that I will get is 50 more than I had yesterday, yeah? When you're as old as I, is anyone as old as I? What difference does it make? An offer comes. You take. For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It all goes on, if we're here or not, so who cares, so what? So who cares, so what? When I was a girl, my summers were spent by the sea. So what? And I had a maid doing all of the housework, not me. So what? Now I scrub down the floors and I wash down the walls and I empty the chamber pot. If it ended that way, then it ended that way. And I shrug and I say, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It all goes on, if we're here or not, so who cares, so what? So who cares, so what? When I had a man, my figure was dumpy and fat, so what? Through all of our years, he was so disappointed in that. So what? Now I have what he missed, and my figure is trim, but he lies in a churchyard plot. If it wasn't to see that he ever would see the uncorseted me, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It all goes on, if we're here or not, so who cares, so what? So who cares, so what? For once I was rich, but now my fortune is gone, so what? And love disappeared, and only the memory lives on, so what? If I've lived through all that, and I've lived through all that, 15 marks doesn't mean a lot. If I like that you're here, and I like that you're here, Happy New Year, my dear, so what? For the sun will rise, the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It all goes on, if we're here or not, so who cares, so what? So who cares, so what? It all goes on. So who cares? Who cares? Who cares? So what?
From our studio, that was Rebecca Craven singing So What in the role of Frau Schneider, joined by the pianist Tanya Ballman, who is also involved and who's coming in too. So let's talk about the whole musical sense of cabaret, because it is such a great musical in the best sense of the word, not only the songs but the sound of it. So Henry, and who's spoken already, and then Tanya, who is playing the piano for us, talk about how to describe what sort of band. Do you have some choices in instrumentation within the score that you're sent, Henry?
We do. And partly our choices were made for us by the fact that it's an on-stage band, and so we have a limited space. So the aesthetic that we went for was that it was actually a German club band. Mm-hmm. Rather than having a wide instrumentation, we have five players playing about 10 instruments between us, with one person playing most of those, to be fair. And Tanya Ballman, the assistant music director, is playing piano on this one, and I've shifted over to accordion for that authentic German feel.
So do you then, are you just kind of able, as you go through the score, to figure, okay, now this would be good on accordion? You just kind of improvise and figure out what to do where, when?
Yes, the 1998 version was written for a larger musical ensemble than the previous ones. Mm-hmm. Initially, we'd planned on doing kind of the pared-down version that was written for the versions from the 60s, which would have included a full accordion part. Mm-hmm. For the 1998, as technology advanced, they turned that into synthesizer, mm-hmm. which, I think is actually kind of a loss. So we've mm-hmm. reverted it back to its original intention, and it's now a real accordion.
So among the other instruments, how have you scored it?
So in addition to piano and accordion, we have a drum kit, a bass who's doubling on tuba. And
that's a nice double. Who's doing that?
That's Rob Peterson.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And we have Taylor Belote on percussion, mm-hmm. and kind of as our utility player, we have Brian Swenland playing brass and reeds.
Oh, yeah, you have a terrific band there. Then very versatile people that can do that sort of thing. So Tanya, your part in this, go ahead and move closer to a microphone. You're the pianist. Is it deeper than that? Have you done a lot of the rehearsing of the songs and things like that with everybody?
Yeah, I've been working as the assistant music director since the start of the run. Henry was working on A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder for about the first month.
Yeah,
so
I was
working as the rehearsal pianist, and then we moved back into having Henry with us, and so I've been involved.
She's been there for all the rehearsals. Yes. And really a part of the show and really instrumental,
in
making everything come together.
Voices, thank you.
Yeah,
music
really made a big difference.
Conducting and everything.
Yeah. Well, it strikes me that that's the vibe at Civic right now, isn't it? Of a great sense of ease and participation. Am I just projecting that, or is that what's going on there?
It's really the feel for this show for me, great deal of collaboration and everybody pulling for the same end result, which is kind of perfect for what we're doing.
Yeah. And the two actors in the room, kind of, Aubrey, what else have you done around here, or are you about to do, or tell me anything other than being Sally Bowles?
I recently have done Spring Awakening at Civic and Young Frankenstein at Civic. When I'm not on stage, I'm at Target or making coffee at Madeline's. So.
Sure, the things that an actor does.
Oh yeah.
And Rebecca. Oh.
I just completed doing Present Laughter down in the studio, and did Book of Will before that, and then was greatly able to be with Henry and Aubrey in Young Frankenstein. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, a lot of great theater going on. So this is what's happening, and we should say that Gentleman's Guide just closed this last weekend after, I assume, a pretty effective run. Did people catch on and start coming?
Yes, it did very well, particularly in that kind of midwinter slot where, you know, getting people to leave their houses and come see some live theater isn't always easy. But it seemed like Gentleman's Guide really caught fire from word of mouth.
Yeah. So good.
Then this opens now. This weekend, I assume it's the usual sequence of Friday through Sunday in the first week, then Thursday through Sunday in the remaining weeks.
Correct.
Of this show.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that is Cabaret, which is opening downstairs at Civic on Friday night. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.
Selling out fast, so don't wait.
Yeah. Well, don't bring your kids.
Well, no, that's
that too.
Well, that too, yeah. Well, there is that issue. I mean, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I've heard of high schools putting this on, which I can't quite imagine.
This isn't that version.
And shouldn't be. And so, no, it is for people dealing with some, in the best sense of the word, adult issues that go on, and that then allows you to really not worry about it. Just tell the story the way it is, which I assume has to happen. Or must happen. Mm-hmm. And so that's going on. And then even as you describe putting people at tables, that's really limited your seating, hasn't it, downstairs?
We are seating the same amount. We took out, we're all the way to the walls and the whole theater burns. So actually, it feels pretty spacious for getting the same amount of people in. Mm-hmm. It's surprising.
Nice. So that's opening this Friday downstairs at Civic, which is Cabaret. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.